Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. This devotion was written by Stephen F. Hankel and read by Jim Stovall. Angels in Mom's Room. We read today from the New International Version, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Also, Psalms 91, verses 11 through 12. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Throughout the summer and early fall of 2024, my three brothers and I, along with mom's caregivers, determined that she needed 24-hour care. A live-in rotation schedule was planned that included the family and a caregiver. Mom had been managing her daily living routine with caregivers coming each day to assist with meals, medication, housekeeping, socialization, and driving her to appointments. The family assumed these tasks during frequent extended visits. Mother was 105 years old, but with her cane, she was quite mobile. However, on Sunday, January the 26th, 2025, she experienced a fall. She was rushed to the hospital, and it was determined that she had broken her arm and had several other injuries. A week passed, and mom was transferred to a nursing home. Friends and family came to visit. The nursing staff kept mom comfortable. One afternoon, as I walked into the room, mom asked, "Who's there?" I replied, "It's Steve, mom." "Oh, Steve," she said, "who is that young man with you?" I looked around, but no one was there. She said, "Behind you. You don't see him, do you?" "No, Mom," I said, "I don't. Perhaps it is an angel." Then she told me that she sees them all the time. I have to say I was stunned. I have never had such an experience, and I drew no conclusions as to what took place. But I have thanked God for the peace, love, and comfort He gave my beloved mother during her journey home. On February the 7th, 2025, Mother took the hand of Jesus and took her first step into the eternal and beautiful land of light. Our prayer today: thank you, Father, for speaking to your people through your word and providing peace even as we grieve those whom we have lost. May we have wholesome discernment, and in all our ways may we gain wisdom and be aware of the presence of your Holy Spirit in our world. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org.